No mention of riots at DNC except as peaceful protests. By Joel B. Polak on August 20, 2020. The Democratic National Convention, DNC, failed Wednesday, for the third straight evening, to mention the ongoing riots and violence in the streets of Democrat-run cities across the nation. The only mentions of unrest have been references to peaceful protest. As Breitbart News noted on Monday, the DNC falsely claimed that peaceful protesters were tear-gassed across from the White House. The peaceful protesters near the White House attacked police with projectiles, assaulted journalists, and set buildings on fire, including St. John's Episcopal Church. They were not dispersed with tear gas. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer claimed Tuesday that hid in a bunker as Americans were tear-gassed and beaten, another false claim. The president was moved to a secure room on White House grounds on the first night of riots there precisely because they were not peaceful, and because many law enforcement personnel outside had been injured. On Wednesday night, the DNC featured Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, talking about the impact of the coronavirus on small businesses. He neglected to mention the riots in LA that were devastating to small businesses, as they were to retail districts throughout the country, which had been vandalized and looted during Black Lives Matter demonstrations. At no point did Democrats show any sympathy for the victims of these riots, including law enforcement officers, small business owners, and innocent bystanders. President Donald Trump held an event on Monday with business owners in Minneapolis, Minnesota, whose businesses were looted and destroyed in riots that erupted after the death of George Floyd in police custody on Memorial Day. Local and state officials were slow to respond with additional protection. Earlier this month, riots erupted again in Chicago, smashing the city's magnificent mile on Michigan Avenue. Dozens of stores were looted. Shots were fired at police officers and two civilians were injured by gunfire. There was a real disconnect between what's going on in Portland and other cities and what you were hearing from the Democratic National Convention, observed Washington Examiner columnist Byron York on Fox News on Wednesday. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.